Hi, everyone. I want to share with you an idea based on our Torah portion this week. The beginning of our Parsha, in Parsha Chukat, details the process, the complicated process of how a person who become defiled through coming in contact with a dead body once again becomes pure. And this, the rabbis tell us, is a very complicated and difficult to understand procedure. One of the reasons that is given is that one of the individuals, the Kohen himself, involved in assisting this individual to become pure, he himself becomes Tameh, impure, because of the process. Why is this text specifically found at the beginning of our Parsha? You would think, purification? Someone coming pure after becoming defiled? That should have been in Leviticus. That should have been in Sefer Vayikra. That deals in great detail with Tumah and Tahara, ritual purity and impurity. Why is this text found here? It should have been written far earlier in the Torah. This text signifies a very important but sad stage of Jewish history. By specifically having the text right here in our Parsha, it indicates the 38 years of silence, the 38 years of death that B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, lived in the desert. We know that this generation, the generation that left Egypt, was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But the end of our Parsha, it is in fact the new generation, this second generation, the generation that is standing by the end of our Parsha on the threshold of the land of Israel, getting ready to enter. What signifies the death of those 40 years, of really the 38 and a half years, is indicated by that very text, the text of the Paraduma, the purification process of how one goes from becoming impure to pure because they come in contact with a dead body. The Parah Aduma, the ritual process, is an essence telling us, indicating to us, that death of that generation, the passing away of those who left Egypt, and it will be their children who will enter Eretz Yisrael. But what makes this process so difficult? Well, yes, it is true that maybe someone involved in the process becomes impure. I want to suggest another reason. And that other reason is that, you know what? Most people, if you lived for decades surrounded by people perishing, seeing your parents pass away, your family pass away, what conclusion would you reach? You'd reach the conclusion that there is no point to continue any further. Why even bother? After all, there's so much death, there's so much sadness around me. Yet, if you take a look at this new generation by the end of our Parsha, they are yearning to enter the land of Israel. They are seeking once again to have that divine connection to the Almighty. And in fact, when they want to sing a song by the water, we know the last time there was a song, the Torah tells us, Az Yashir Moshe. Moshe began the song, and B'nai Yisrael followed. In our Parsha this week, it tells us, Az Yashir Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael take the initiative to offer praises and thanksgiving to the Almighty. This new generation yearns to have that relationship to God. They do no longer want to stay in the desert. They are hoping for a better future, a future in Eretz Yisrael. This generation begins to learn its lessons and begins to appreciate the life, not that it has in desert, but the life that it will have in Eretz Yisrael. As difficult and challenging it may be, is a challenge that they are willing and want to face. The fact that there is even an ability to want a better tomorrow, that, my friends, is perhaps what makes this Parah Aduma such a great challenge. That a person who came in contact with death realizes, no, I can become purified. I could become ritually pure again. I might have come in contact with sadness, but it doesn't mean I want to remain in that state. Purity, Kedusha, a sense of being able to reconnect once again to life through life waters, through the essence of life and holiness, is a way we can connect to revive ourselves and those around us. The greatness of the Parah Aduma is that people wanted to become pure again, that people wanted the vitality and the excitement of life. When we face challenges and we face struggles, if that generation was able to recognize life has meaning and purpose and hope, how much more so should we? Wishing everybody in our families an uplifting, a warm and enjoyable Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbat Shalom. Hi, everyone. I want to share with you an idea based on our Torah portion this week. The beginning of our Parsha, in Parsha Chukat, details the process, the complicated process, of how a person who become defiled through coming in contact with a dead body once again becomes pure. And this, the rabbis tell us, is a very complicated and difficult to understand procedure. One of the reasons that is given is that one of the individuals, the Kohen himself, involved in assisting this individual to become pure, he himself becomes tame, impure, because of the process. Why is this text specifically found at the beginning of our Parsha? You would think, purification? Someone coming pure after becoming defiled? That should have been in Leviticus. That should have been in Sefer Vayikra, that deals in great detail with tuma and tahara, ritual purity and impurity. Why is this text found here? It should have been written far earlier in the Torah. This text signifies a very important but sad stage of Jewish history. By specifically having the text right here in our Parsha, it indicates the 38 years of silence, the 38 years of death that B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, lived in the desert. We know that this generation, the generation that left Egypt, was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. At the end of our Parsha, it is, in fact, the new generation, this second generation, the generation that is standing by the end of our Parsha on the threshold of the land of Israel, getting ready to enter. What signifies the death of those 40 years, of really the 38 and a half years, is indicated by that very text, the text of the Parah Aduma, the purification process of how one goes from becoming impure to pure because they come in contact with a dead body. The Parah Aduma, the ritual process, is an essence telling us, indicating to us, that death of that generation, the passing away of those who left Egypt, and it will be their children who will enter Eretz Yisrael. But what makes this process so difficult? Well, yes, it is true that maybe someone involved in the process becomes impure. I want to suggest another reason. And that other reason is that, you know what? Most people, if you lived for decades surrounded by people perishing, seeing your parents pass away, your family pass away, what conclusion would you reach? You'd reach the conclusion that there is no point to continue any further. Why even bother? After all, there's so much death, there's so much sadness around me. Yet, if you take a look at this new generation, by the end of our Parsha, they are yearning to enter the land of Israel. They are seeking once again to have that divine connection to the Almighty. And in fact, when they want to sing a song by the water, we know the last time there was a song, the Torah tells us, Az Yashir Moshe. Moshe began the song, and B'nai Yisrael followed. In our Parsha this week, it tells us, Az Yashir Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael take the initiative to offer praises and thanksgiving to the Almighty. This new generation yearns to have that relationship to God. They do no longer want to stay in the desert. They are hoping for a better future, a future in Eretz Yisrael. This generation begins to learn its lessons and begins to appreciate the life, not that it has in desert, but the life that it will have in Eretz Yisrael. As difficult and challenging it may be, is a challenge that they are willing and want to face. The fact that there is even an ability to want a better tomorrow. That, my friends, is perhaps what makes this Parah Aduma such a great challenge. That a person who came in contact with death realizes, no, I can become purified. I can become ritually pure again. I might have come in contact with sadness, but it doesn't mean I want to remain in that state. Purity, Kedusha, a sense of being able to reconnect once again to life through life waters, through the essence of life and holiness, is a way we can connect to revive ourselves and those around us. The greatness of the Parah Aduma is that people wanted to become pure again, that people wanted the vitality and the excitement of life. When we face challenges and we face struggles, if that generation was able to recognize life has meaning and purpose and hope, how much more so should we? Wishing everybody in our families an uplifting, a warm and enjoyable Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbat Shalom.